This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, guys, here we are, the end of the road for this show today anyway. Last break of the day. And time now.
The road.
Yeah, Boys to Men.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm going to share something with you all that I did yesterday on early morning. I got up early morning. I was doing my morning meditation. And I decided to go online and go to Joel Osteen's video. Something just led me to that. I had been reading some scriptures and stuff and something. And I punched on a video called There's Miracles in Your Mouth. And man, oh man, oh man, was it a real good one for me. And I'm going to paraphrase what he said, but I'm going to put it in a way that it really, really mattered to me when I heard this. He was talking about there's miracles in your mouth. And, you know, I often say to everybody, I say, look, a man is as he thinketh, you know, and that's what you are. That's the scripture, right? So if whatever you think, that's what you are, right? And that's a fact. But there's an added element to that that I hadn't really considered as much as I did when I heard Joel Osteen talking about there's miracles in your mouth. And the point that he was making is, it's very important, folks, that as you think these positive thoughts, that you have these positive affirmations in your life, it's equally important that you speak them out loud, that you speak them into existence. Because what he was explaining to me that kind of made the light bulb go off in my head was, is not only that you have to think the right thoughts, you have to say the right thoughts. And by saying it, it releases it into the universe and it causes angels to work on your behalf. And, you know, I hadn't really thought of it that way. I've always thought that thinking it was enough. And I guess I've said some things, but not consciously out loud. You know, I've professed some things. But he started talking about it, and he made the correlation at the very beginning of time when God said, let there be light. Now, God's pretty powerful, right? He could have just popped his fingers and there was light. But he intentionally said it and he wrote about it in the Bible to leave it in our head that it's important that you say it. He said there was light and then there was light. That's really an important thing. So what the whole thing about saying that there's miracles in your mouth is to get people to start professing with their mouth things that they want to come to fruition. Because it releases angels on your behalf to go out and help fight. You know, he was talking about how his mother had cancer in 1981. And they had said she had 6 months to live. And she was, cancer was all over her body. But she kept saying, I am healed. She kept saying out loud. She not only believed it, but she said it. And she would recite scriptures all the time. And Joel said he would walk in the room and she would say scriptures out loud that confirmed her belief that she was going to be fine. And he was just talking about how many times that happens in real life, that you actually, through affirmation and speaking it out loud, there are miracles in your mouth. And how many times have you spoken something into existence? I remember Muhammad Ali was talking, and he had a quote. He was talking one day, and he said, "I said I was the greatest before I was the greatest." And he was talking about how he spoke that into existence. So I'm saying to everybody that's listening today, start speaking your affirmations out loud. I believe that I'm going to live a long and healthy life as long as God see fit for me to be here. I am going to prosper. I have God's favor in my life. I am a child of God, and I'm under his protection, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't. It's not to say won't nobody do nothing to you, but it's saying it will never accomplish what they set out for it to do. They want it to prosper. That's not what's going to happen. Oh, you can say it about me, but that don't make it so. You can speak a lot of things. So what is it that you really want in life? What are the things you're really going for? Start speaking them out loud. Start claiming it. Release it into the universe and let them angels out there work on your behalf. You know, oh, I feel like I'm always sick. Yeah. That's a true statement. You are. I don't see how you gonna make it. You know, have you ever told something to somebody and you were so firm in your belief, and when you shared it with them, they couldn't see it, and they started telling you how they didn't think it would work? Man. Well, that's because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. It's your affirmation that matters. And then he was talking about where there's two or more gathered in my name, so shall it be. He says, sometimes you can't find another person. He says, so the two people got to be you and yourself. Sometimes you just got to come to terms with you and yourself and let them be the two people that agree on something. Hey, man, start speaking miracles into your life. There are miracles in your mouth. Make positive affirmations and don't be afraid to say it out loud, man. That's what God put in front of us. And I heard that on Joel Osteen today. I just wanted to share that with y'all. Y'all have a great day, okay? Stay positive.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.